Welcome to this Jacob's Well podcast. My name is Chris Tripolino.
And I'm Melissa Locke.
And Melissa and I have been feeling inspired this week by something Greg said. Might not be the piece that you would expect, but what we've been talking about has been bananas. Let's take a listen to that clip of what Greg was saying.
So I was a senior in high school and took organic chemistry. And our first real project with organic molecules was synthesizing isoamyl acetate. That's it right there. And I remember isoamyl acetate because it is a molecule that is responsible for the aroma of a banana. You know what? High school kid wouldn't think that was a lot of fun. I mean, it was amazing to start with some fairly ordinary chemicals and distill them and all of a sudden realize that you could turn the entire lab into, it smelled like a banana factory. And yes, I am aware that bananas don't come from factories, okay? My initial reaction was, this is really cool. Like, we just made bananas. And then my next reaction was, wow. I mean, that's kind of disappointing that here in this lab with, you know, beakers and test tubes and Bunsen burners, I could create the isoamyl acetate that makes a banana smell like a banana. I mean, but then what happened is the next time I ate a banana and I peeled it open, and I got a whiff of that isoamyl acetate, all of a sudden I realized I hadn't taken the wonder out of anything. I hadn't taken anything amazing and made it ordinary at all. In fact, I was being pulled out of the ordinary into a deeper level of amazing. Because, I mean, think about it. I needed this classroom, this whole lab, with all of this apparatus in very carefully controlled circumstances to do something that this banana could do inside its peelings. I said, wow, how did an ordinary banana do all that? I mean, this was really hard work for me and all these people, and it's doing it in there. And then, I was like just transfixed, just like staring at this banana wondering what else is going on underneath that skin.
Okay, so it's so easy to say that's a banana right there. I know about bananas. It's normal. It's unremarkable. I can tell from the outside pretty much what it's going to be like on the inside, right? Is it green? Is it ripe? And we even know what we think about what's on the inside. Like, oh, I don't like that kind of banana, or I really love that kind,
I think that, like, we're stepping into some hallowed ground here, too, because people feel really strongly about their bananas.
It's kind of shocking, actually.
Yeah. Have you ever tried talking to people about bananas? I was talking with Heidi about it, and bananas have to be green for her to like them.
Right. She was getting pretty worked up about it.
Right.
People really have opinions.
Not woody, you know, not that, like, the peel has to be able to come off, but green.
But there is a lot to this what's behind the peel thing that Greg reminds us of with this story. I love how he makes us think about what's amazing underneath what we think we know, that there's more than meets the eye. There's no such thing as ordinary.
Yeah. We're not just talking about bananas, are we?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So what is it that we can take away from this idea about looking at something as simple and ordinary and, like you said, unremarkable as a banana and seeing that there are amazing things that are happening as it's growing and even like in the ripening process and whatever, how do we take that and apply it to our everyday life?
Well, Chris, people can probably see this coming because this is something we all know deep inside, and yet we still fall into this trap. We do this to ourselves and to each other. We do that thing that we do to bananas. We judge the banana by its peel, and we think we know the whole story about ourselves and about each other.
Yeah.
Gets us into some trouble.
Yeah, I would say we sometimes slip on the banana peels.
Right, and we don't have to do that so much if we talk about it a little bit here and there. So,
yep.
So ourselves, how do we do this to ourselves? Like, let's just talk about a few examples.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that, like, one thing would be, like, to, I mean, we have our own stories about ourselves, and so we may just not even listen to or take in any feedback. We know who we are as a banana.
Yeah, and we've passed judgment already on
right.
if it's
yeah.
good or bad.
Yeah.
I think sometimes, like, even just getting a compliment, mm-hmm. it's hard to let them sink in past
sure.
past our peels. We're like, no, that's just what I do. Why are you even complimenting me on that? It's just an unremarkable banana thing about
right.
me. Or what if we, like, bump into one of our flaws? Mm. Then we quickly were like, oh, I know what's going on there. I didn't floss, and I'm a moral failure, and now I have yeah. to hide this from
right.
everyone else, and I, like, can't let anyone see these flaws of mine that are just mounting up
right.
in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, and I suppose that's pretty similar to what we do to each other, too. I mean, it's the same story, right? We
yeah.
we tend to make guesses about who somebody is based on the bumper sticker we see on their car or the, I don't know, the kind of haircut they have or the neighborhood they live in or whatever. And we forget that the people that we're seeing are full of amazing and complicated stories and realities, and we miss out on some of the things that we could experience by limiting that story, by narrowing our perception of who those people are.
Right. So what if we started being amazed, like Greg was, about that banana?
Right.
What if when we bumped into someone that we think we have all figured out, or even into ourselves that we think we have all figured out, and instead of just deciding that, what if we were curious? What if we wondered? Said,
right.
Wow. I think that could be world-changing, actually.
There's probably something to that, and the benefit that we could have as individuals and for our society right now, if we could see the world with that kind of banana-infused wonder.
Right. And I think it's important to say, too, that not everybody has to see. Like, we don't get the privilege of seeing what's underneath the peels for everyone.
Yeah.
But
right.
just knowing, there's a lot more going on than meets the eye. In yep. every single person that I encounter can fill us with wonder. It can halt some snap judgments that we tend to make mm-hmm. so easily and help us treat each other maybe with a little more mercy,
yeah.
perhaps, and maybe we'll learn something. I don't know, there's all kinds of good things that I think can grow out of just knowing that there's more than meets the eye going on, even if we don't know what actually is going on, because it's kind of you got to earn the trust of people to show
right.
them what's going on behind those peels, mm-hmm. and we don't have to see that part of every single person in order to appreciate
yeah.
that it's there.
Right.
It's good stuff. Bananas.
Yeah. Bananas are pretty amazing.
I'm bananas for you, Chris.
Aww. It goes both ways. So, friends, I hope that you find yourself this week with a big juicy banana in your hand or walking down the produce aisle at the grocery store and seeing these bunches of bananas and being reminded of the complexity and wonder behind the people's peels that you're among, and for yourself too. You are amazing, and even you can't judge the fullness of who you are by your peel.